views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about work. Oh my gosh. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, work is such a big subject. Where are we going to start?
That's a tough one. The truth is, let's look at work from the broadest perspective. Policies, procedures, missions, job descriptions are all forms of programming. Here's the big one, and this is the ironic part of the show. Work is programming. Most work today is primarily programming. And the truth is, having been on both sides, being an employee and an employer or a manager and a subordinate, I know that most supervisors, managers, executives would just love their employees to come in, do their jobs, not give them any grief, and then go home.
Excuse me, we're talking about a robot right there. I'm not buying it anymore.
Exactly. And the truth is that programming is stressful, hurtful, debilitating, and robs you of your humanity. So what do we do about that? Well, the truth is, if you don't think of it in terms of black and white, if you've heard of all of our other shows, we've been talking about ecosystem is good, programming is bad. And if you take away that black and white thinking, here's the truth of the matter that it is very, very important. I think this will be worth your while just listening to this part, is if you understand that we only have so much programming energy available. In other words, it's finite. We can program ourselves to get to work on time. We can program ourselves to turn in that proposal on time, or do whatever else the boss wants that may not be really what you want to do in the moment. You only have so much of that energy, and at some point, bad things start to happen.
Such as forms of job burnout.
Job burnout. It can be diseases, heart disease, cancer. It can be, we even see as intuitives, there's a connection to programming and things like dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And
Alzheimer's. Right.
You know, so. There's a big price to be paid, but here's the good news. The ecosystem approach helps you show up when you have to be programmed in a better way. It allows you to program yourself in a better way.
So wait a minute. Let's just back this doggy bus up for just a moment, Jason. We're all human. We all have we have to go to work unless we're billionaires, but billionaires are often overworked themselves.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the rules / programming is I get up at 6, I catch the bus at 7, and I show up at 8 most of the time. The point I'm getting at, or the question I have to you is those are the rules of working.
So what you're asking me, I think what you're trying to get to is, so how do we use the ecosystem approach to help us program ourselves better?
Well, okay, and there's one more thing in there I want to put in there. the toxic effects of that programming. I know after years of having to catch that bus and show up on time, boy, it was a lot. So there's a twofer there. So go for it.
Let's take showing up for work. That's a good one.
Okay.
In a programming approach, you force yourself. Mm. You say, mm-hmm. I don't care how you feel, body, when the alarm goes off, you're getting your little behind out of bed. That's
He said little. Everybody heard that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't talking about you, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
The other approach is that alarm goes off and you say, oh, I don't want to go to work today. So you clear that. You remove that negative energy.
Love it.
That's the difference.
Love
it's huge. It.
It
makes a it's all the difference in the world.
That's being human.
Yes.
And having the ability to do what's in your best interest.
Yes.
Oh, and love it.
And as you let's say you have a presentation that's due, you feel nervous about it. Mm-hmm. Clear that. Okay. You feel pressured to get it done.
And
clear the pressure.
And fear of the approval that you've done it right or wrong.
Yes, you're fearful that you're going to be judged and criticized.
Right.
Clear that.
Okay.
Chances are you'll give an even better presentation as opposed to doing the programming approach, which is, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, I'm that tough guy thing that you do to yourself. Like,
right.
you're going to do this presentation, you're going to do it well, and I don't care how you feel, just suck it up and do it.
Well, okay, but you're also talking about that if we do the clearing for all of this, you know, isn't that going to take a lot of time? Well, not really. This is one of these things is about practicing. But one of the things I see very clearly, because I've done exactly what you're talking about, not only having to do the presentations, but also realizing that I can use the clearing, I then gain objective options.
Yes.
To how to either do the presentation, how to show up on time. Somebody brought up the subject the other day. Have you ever gone to work with two different pair of shoes on? Yeah. I realized
that's programming gone bad.
Gone awry. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so you know, the irony here is about the ecosystem approach allows you to program yourself better.
Yes. And this goes for a lot of different things. If you take an ecosystem approach to you first, mm-hmm. then you can apply the programming in places that you choose to, as opposed to just becoming a numb robot
right. And
just doing it. You know, every professional environment that I've worked in, they've always talked about being professional. And I finally figured out that it's a euphemism. In other words, it's code for just do it my way.
Right.
You know, being professional is that, you know, shut up, don't be emotional, just do it my way and keep going, no matter how badly you resent the order or you don't want to do what you're being asked to do. And the truth is, if you have those feelings, those negative feelings when you're being asked to do something you don't want to do, just clear it.
Yeah.
And see what options you might have that could make it better.
If people could see what we see about the negative energies that I'm going to say is like clouds or like fans that are in front of you, you can see through some of it, but unless you clear, you can't see all of it that's affecting you and your performance.
The truth is, no matter, even though our employer may want a robot, the truth is, and a robot is not very effective compared to the creativity and the possibilities that a human being brings to a job.
Because a robot can only see things from one perspective.
Yes.
And the emotional side of someone can see, well, you've put this out there, but have you thought about this, 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 or this? And when we clear, when we remove negative energies, we can really do some amazing creative stuff. And you know, we can be stars if we want to, or just, you know, get through the day. It does. There was a huge leap of space there, but getting through the day sometimes is the best that any of us can do.
So if you're listening just for the first time, go back and listen to some of our other shows. And with this concept in mind, this idea that programming is toxic But you don't have to think of it in black and white. You can apply and use programming in certain situations and do very well as long as you understand that it's a finite resource. Here's the other truth that we need to say, and I know we're almost done at the end of our time slot for this segment, but the opposite, you know, understand that programming is finite. The motivation that comes by uncovering that authentic part of yourself with the ecosystem approach is infinite. You can be.
It's amazing, everyone.
It'll motivate you day after day after day after day, and it will never ever stop.
Right.
And obviously, it takes a while to get to that point, and it's not black and white. It's not like it's not a destination that you get there. But the more you uncover, the more power that you have to access.
And I want to remind everyone about the journey that we're on. We're not the journey. Just make the journey fun. And one of the ways to do that is
the ecosystem.
The ecosystem approach. It is so amazing. So, Jason, what are the key points to this section?
Well, that work is programming, but the irony is that the ecosystem approach helped you function better in a programming environment. That the ecosystem approach is even more essential to your well-being in a programming environment, and that you only have so much programming energy available. Don't waste it.
There's one more point here, Jason. Can you make that one?
The less we program ourselves, the more effective we are when we do program ourselves.
So, with all of that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific challenges you face every day at work. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about work. In this segment, we're going to cover specific challenges you face every day. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, in previous shows, we discussed common situations and the emotions and the energies that make up those situations so we can clear and remove them. What are some of the common situations that we can discuss for work?
This affects almost everyone. Feelings about your boss, and I'm being kind, it's usually negative feelings about your boss, coworker problems, office politics. And of course, the big one is work-life balance. But before we start to jump into those, I want to tell you one of my pet peeves. I know you love to hear me tell you about my pet peeves, but since I'm the one that reads a lot of the business magazines and the business literature, I see all these advertisements for training and classes about how to handle difficult employees, how to do team building. How to deal with your boss in a more effective way. And the reason it's a pet peeve is because these are programming. They don't really help you understand yourself. And if you understand that it's not one size fits all, that's the problem with these programs, is that it's based on some form of, if you're a robot and the difficult employee is a robot, then you can change the program and things will work out.
He was looking at me, and I want you to know I am not the difficult employee, okay? I just want you all to know.
Nor am
I emotional.
And by the way, you know, even though we have a unique situation, difficult employee, difficult spouse, it's the same approach.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm laughing here. Okay.
So what is the approach? Well, the first approach, and you've heard us talk about this before, but it's to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know yourself? Well, if you have a difficult boss, if you have a difficult coworker, if you have problems with office politics, you have to know how you feel to everybody else. How when you approach your boss, how they see it, whether it seems tentative to them, whether it seems arrogant to them, whether it seems
I'm laughing at this one.
Almost sort of like a chip on your shoulder.
Exactly. You know, anyone who knows us has maybe heard this story, but the truth is, how I really met Jason was, I said some really negative things to him, but he was told by the office manager that he needed to talk to me about my attitude. And the irony here is he wasn't wrong, but when he showed me and taught me how to do the clearing in its beginning stages, my life completely changed. The ecosystem approached changed me immediately.
Well, this is delicate. The truth is, you know, I didn't approach her as you're the problem. I approached her as, hey, I've got this, you know, this approach.
Exactly.
That might help you. And, you know, I was offering her boss in this situation just a hand. She didn't know how I was going to do it, but she was ready to take any help that she could get.
Right.
And this is how we met, and this is how we just we first connected, because when you start to apply the ecosystem approach and uncover who you are,
right?
Angry employees, difficult employees, people that have a chip on their shoulder, people that are taking everything personally, people that are disruptive, usually those are negative energies.
Please don't talk about me that way in front of everyone, Jason.
those things are negative energies that can be removed.
And they were. That was the irony. And the ironic part about it was is that I saw exactly what he was talking about as soon as we had done the clearing. I could see it.
If you're having a problem with your coworkers or mm-hmm. you're a manager and you're having problems with your staff, you know, clearing the negative stuff on a regular basis for yourself first, mm-hmm. always yourself first, and then the rest of the people is really helpful.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So let's kind of unpack some of this a little bit more. Feelings about your boss. There's no one size fits all. So the first thing is you have to know who you are. And one of the things that we say that a lot, you have to understand yourself first. But what happens when you start to uncover who you are, you start to see the stuff that you missed. In other words, you see the stuff that that other people are responding to that maybe you didn't see.
In most of the time, you're completely unconscious to it.
Yes. So when you start to look at someone else, like your boss in this case, you have a little more sensitivity, compassion,
yes.
empathy, mm-hmm. all those words, because you start to see, well, maybe they don't even know they're acting like Attila the Hun when they're giving an order.
And I just want to make sure that everyone sees or understands this. This doesn't mean, I'm going to clear and then I'm going to give my boss permission to abuse me.
Exactly.
That is not what we're talking about, because that's not the truth.
We know that there are bosses who
yes.
Literally thrive mm-hmm. on establishing their authority, abusing their employees, and hurting people around
yes.
them, literally,
yes.
almost for sport.
Yes.
You know, we're not asking you to be part of that, but as you uncover who you are, you either come up with this what's that country western song? I'm not the country western.
My dog died. What?
No.
Oh,
the country
not
western
that one.
Song that says, take this job and shove it.
Oh yeah. Johnny Paycheck made a lot of money on that one.
Yes. Well, you know, as you uncover who you are, you'll say, what am I doing? Why am I staying here? Or you could say, oh my gosh, I can see how I'm causing this problem with my boss.
Exactly.
Or you could see some combination of the two. You can say, okay, I can see what I'm doing, but still that there's a problem there with my boss. And,
right.
But then you have options.
Right.
And we're not trying to give you a one-size-fits-all solution.
Because there isn't one.
There isn't one. Coworker problems, it's basically the same thing. Know yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And as you uncover what's going on, you'll see the problems that you have with the other person.
Right.
And then you can make some choices. Here's the big one, the work-life balance.
Okay.
You know, everybody struggles with that. And I realize that, again, there's no easy answer. I don't want to give a one-size-fits-all or imply that there's an easy answer and that if you just do this, everything's going to be okay. But if you clear some of the basics, like fear of losing your position, fear of looking bad, fear of being criticized by your boss, and the truth of having work-life balance is the ability to accept the negative consequences of working more
mm-hmm.
or not, or working less. Because both of those, that's the problem. That's why work-life balance is such a struggle, is because there's always negative consequences to whichever side you choose.
I just thought about something. The movie 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl, I think
yes.
is her name.
Yes.
She was madly in love with her boss. She did all of these things, you know, his tea in the morning and the certain whatever it was, bagel and all of these things. And come to find out there was nothing, no electricity between them at all, really. And it was about her neediness for approval.
See, if she had used the ecosystem approach,
she would have seen it a lot sooner.
She saved herself a lot of tea making in the morning.
Yeah, not to mention a lot of buying of dresses that she didn't need. But we're not talking about that.
Yes.
So.
Well, and the other thing about the work-life balance is that as you get to know yourself, you also get to know your child or your family better.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you have to miss a soccer game, is it really important? Well, maybe it is.
Maybe.
Maybe it isn't.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Speaking here, I can't tell you that. If you establish a relationship with your child, if you're supposed to go to that soccer game and you really are close with your child, you know that your kid doesn't even like soccer and he's only doing it because you're making him.
Right.
You know, he may not care whether you show up for the soccer game, or he may really care about it. And then you know how to make that decision.
Yes, you know where their priorities are.
Right.
Exactly.
Same thing for work. You know, as you know your boss better, you know what you can get away with and what you can't.
Exactly. So, Jason, give me the key points for this segment.
Avoid simple one-size-fits-all solutions for work challenges. And no one-size-fits-all here. Understanding yourself is the key to helping you understand others. Oh, that's such a biggie.
And that's what the ecosystem approach does.
As you uncover that.
Correct.
And then clearing the emotions or the energies around a difficult situation uncovers the solutions. Oh my gosh, I don't know if we emphasize that enough, but the solutions reveal themselves as you start to remove the negative energy.
Because there's never just one way that you can approach a situation.
Yes. There's always multiple ways. It's never black and white.
Exactly. When you can see objectively, you can see there is always more than one way to approach a situation. So, anything else we want to say in this segment, Jason?
I think we're good.
Okay. So,
here we go.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about being in a programmed environment and using the ecosystem approach. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about applying the ecosystem to a programming environment, meaning work. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, if almost all work environments are based on programming, wouldn't it be better to just go with it and program yourself for a better work experience?
You know, you would think that. That's almost intuitively makes sense. But here's the problem. Programming makes you unconscious and numb to the things around you. The ecosystem approach helps you become more conscious, aware, intuitive, and emotionally intelligent. It's almost like you, as you uncover yourself more and more and more, you almost step out of the reality of the situation and you can observe it from a third-party perspective, which can
from an objective perspective.
An objective perspective, but also like you're above it.
Yeah.
And you're not entangled in it.
Right.
Because when you program yourself, you become numb. You just keep doing it over and over and over again. And it's like a robot that's going toward the cliff. It'll just keep going and off the cliff it goes. And it won't do anything else. But, you know, there's a quote that I want to, you know, I made our family watch this movie that I have always loved. But I have to admit, it is such a stupid movie. It's called Joe Versus the Volcano. Came out in 1990, so it's almost 28 years old. It's with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. And they dealt with this work issue in a little bit different way. You know, the main character, who was Tom Hanks, found out he was dying. And that's when he had this awful job. And just this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to say this. This goes to show what kind of sense of humor I have. But he worked for this medical supply company, and they have this big placard on the wall of this really dingy factory that says "Home of the Rectal Probe," and then, you know, 700,000 satisfied customers. I just think that's so funny. You know, and so anyways, so that's the movie that I made my wife and my mother.
I'm married to him. I mean, you know, go figure. Anyway.
So anyways, but there's this line in the movie that says, "There are only a few people who are awake, and those who are awake live in this amazing state of constant awe." And I love that line. I've remembered it. You know, Patricia looked over at me yesterday and said, "How'd you memorize that line?" You know, this movie came out in 1990, it's 28 years ago, but it just touched me emotionally. And that's what the ecosystem approach is all about, is that most of us are unconscious. We just go through our lives. We do
going through the motions.
Stupid stuff all the time, marry the wrong people, get sick. Mm-hmm. Have problems with relationships, and we don't know why. We don't know what the problem is, what, you know.
And we don't leave our jobs when we really need to. We don't become creative when we actually can.
Exactly. And that's unconscious. The ecosystem approach makes you more conscious.
What it means is that not only does it make you conscious, but it allows you, teaches you, lets you know how to apply consciousness to your life.
How to apply what's in your best interest to your life.
Yeah.
Because most of us, if we're numb to who we are, then how do we know who to marry? You know, should I major in this subject or should I major in this subject? Should I take this job or should I take this job? Without knowing yourself, you don't know. You're just guessing.
You're not only just guessing, but you have all these fears and all this doubt and all these negative energies that are keeping you from seeing, knowing, and understanding not only who you are, but what's in your best interest.
Yes. And so consciousness, there's a whole grouping of abilities, intuition. Consciousness relates to being more intuitive. Now, the truth is, We all have intuition.
All of us.
Some of it sucks. Some of it isn't very good. You know, we can get bad information through our intuition.
Absolutely.
And to have really well-developed, highly refined intuition comes from a form of consciousness, comes from when we apply the ecosystem approach, that gives you a much better quality of intuition. Becoming emotionally intelligent, that's kind of a vague thing, but it is so important in this world. It helps you with your kids, with your spouse, but it helps you at work.
It even helps you with driving.
Yes. You know, one of my pet peeves, but you know, when you get on the phone with customer service, you know, how can I be of service to you today? And the guy is just, you know, is like, he says the words, but
the Walking Dead.
Yes, he doesn't mean it. Yes. You know, that's a lacking of emotional intelligence. That's a robot. That's what his employer told him to say, and he's saying it, but he doesn't mean it.
Oh, I have one. I went into, probably the most famous coffee place in our country today. And I said, I wanted
talking about Starbucks, but hey,
I wanted a double cup with no sleeve. And this girl said, but you have to take the sleeve. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, you have to take the sleeve. It's the rule. And I said, no, I don't. I don't want the sleeve. And I'm the customer. I'm right. And she said, but it's the rule. And so what I'm getting at is, she was just going through the motions and doing exactly what she had been told.
If we could gather up all the stress that's in this world that's been created from, that's the rule.
Oh, yeah.
If we could redirect that energy, it would be huge. I'm sure it would overcome global warming.
I was going to say we could solve some of the world problems with it. Absolutely. Good for you.
But I wanted to talk about how for our newsletter bonus for this week, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, this is the bonus that you'll get if you sign up, which is we'll offer some clearings to help you develop emotional intelligence.
And by the way, everyone, I just read them. Man, they're good. This is what I'm going to say so far. This is one of Jason's best newsletters that he's put out. So, and by the way, if you hadn't figured out, Jason's the one who does that one.
So sign up. You go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab, and you can sign up right there. It's at the bottom of every page also. So the key points before we tell people how to clear today is being conscious in a programmed environment gives you a great advantage. And you become conscious by applying the ecosystem approach. And becoming conscious leads to emotional intelligence and high quality intuition.
And by the way, it's kind of a cool thing to have, everyone. So, all right, Jason, let's teach everyone how to do the energy work.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to start.
Okay. So to remove the negative energy, we'll make a statement, and then we'll ask you to just imagine in your mind's eye gathering up all the negative emotions, negative energy that we identify, and to eliminate blah blah blah. Then just gather it up in your body, starting at the tip of your toes, blowing it out. Imagine it going into an imaginary trash can that you put off to the side. We own the trash can. We'll clean it. We'll empty it. We'll get rid of all that negative energy. You don't have to worry about it. But just put it in the trash can, and then we go on to the next emotion. And then the other thing we do is activate life force. And Patricia?
All right. To activate life force, you're going to reverse the project. As you inhale, you take life force energy into your heart, and then we see that as clear, pure light. It is one of the most enlightening things that you can do for yourself. And by the way, if you're having a bad day, you missed the bus, you're going to show up late, I recommend clearing all the negative energies, but also activate that life force because it will give you the strength and power that you need.
You know, I just wanted to say, since we have another minute here, but the truth is people say to us all the time, well, I don't want to be negative. I just want the life force. But here's the truth. What keeps you covered up, what keeps you stuck, what keeps you from your own consciousness,
paralyzed and numb
are these negative energies. And it's a false belief that by clearing away these negative energies, it makes you negative. That's not true at all.
In fact, it's the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite.
Right.
So please remember to do that. It's a really, really important thing. So we're going to be doing that in the next segment. We're going to be doing some clearings to help you with work issues. And then we're going to be activating some life force for the same thing.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearings, as Jason just said, so that work will be easier for you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about work. Work connected to the ecosystem approach, and now we're going to do some clearing and remove a lot of that negative energy connected to you about work.
So those work challenges are, you know, feelings about your boss, mostly negative, coworker problems, office politics, and
right.
Work-life balance. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of others, but we're just gonna start and jump in. Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see the ecosystem approach is the key to surviving in a programming culture.
Take a breath. From your toes, breathe up.
Gather up. Blow it out. and to eliminate the barriers to my confidence so I can choose to program myself when it's in my best interest. Take a breath. My negative feelings around situations where I choose to program myself. Take a breath. This is where if you don't want to do something, you just clear the negative feelings around it. So
perfect.
And to eliminate any hate that I have of my boss. Take a breath.
Well, I got one. And to eliminate any hate, any neediness I have to hate someone, as opposed to removing the negative energies of hate within myself. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any bitterness, resentment, jealousy, competition I have with my boss, feeling like I can do the job better. Take a breath.
And I'm going to say the same thing about coworkers. And to eliminate any jealousy, resentment, competition, and need to be perfect with and because of my coworkers. Take a breath.
Competition I have with my coworkers for appreciation, for acknowledgement.
Neediness.
Neediness to be seen.
Yes.
Take a breath. And just remember that if some of this doesn't apply to you, it won't hurt you to clear it. And set your intention to help the guy next to you or the gal next to you so that if it doesn't apply to you, that it'll apply to someone.
And that could be the next state over or five states over. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I just realized something. I do this all the time. I help people out do this, or, you know, working with them. And one of the things that happens when there's a lot of negative energy around, I will yawn. At first I thought, you know, oh, am I being bored? No. What that means is that there is so much negative energy that that yawn helps me remove a lot of the negative energy. So let's go back and do that one again. And to eliminate all the competition and neediness and jealousy and unworthiness and hopelessness and bitterness that I have about the people that I work with. Be it the boss, be it the guy next to me. Take a breath, everybody, from your toes. Blow it out.
You know, this applies if you're self-employed. It can apply to your customers. It could be applied to your vendors.
Exactly.
You know, anybody in that situation. And to eliminate feeling helpless regarding my boss or my coworkers. Take a breath.
Yeah, good one.
Feeling helpless about office politics, feeling like I can't play, I don't know, I don't have any skills, I don't have any ability, when that's not true at all. Take a breath. Gather that all up. Gather that feeling of unworthiness and blow it out into the trash can.
You know, I need to go back to Joe versus the Volcano for just a moment. Yes, it's a ridiculous movie, but it had some amazing points in it. And after he quit the job and all of the things, it was as if the burdens had been lifted from him of stress. So, and to eliminate the burdens of work, the stress of work, and how it affects me and my work environment.
Yes.
Take a breath. And by the way, nobody else could have done this movie like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Truly, truly. All right.
And to eliminate the toxic effect of programming, of numbness, of burnout, of stress.
Of confusion.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate feeling abused and beat up at work and confused by all of that, meaning I don't know what to do with it. I release and let go all of that abuse, confusion, and feeling beat up. Take a breath. I don't do this very often, but I can see there's people out there going, yes, how do they do this? Well, the truth is we not only do this, but we do this very, very well. We help people every day with this.
And to eliminate feeling hopeless about the situation I'm in at work, whether it's with my boss or my coworkers, feeling like I'm trapped, there's no way out, that I'm stuck here. When that's never the case, take a breath.
Oh, there's one of those yawns. And to eliminate my fear of losing my job, fear of being criticized by my boss and my coworkers, take a breath. And to eliminate my insecurities and anxiety around work and my job and other people's judgments. Breathe.
And to eliminate my numbness that keeps me from being conscious at work, being aware of how people feel and how I feel. Take a breath.
Yeah. And by the way, if you don't like the way you feel, clear it. It's amazing what doors and opportunities can open up. So,
and to eliminate, I want to do a few more things about work-life balance.
Okay.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I feel about being torn between the two. And to eliminate my guilt that I feel.
Good one.
Whether it's with my family or with my job. Take a breath. To eliminate my neediness to make my boss happy and my family happy, which puts me in the middle. Take a breath.
Oh, I got a good one. And to eliminate all the programming that says I have to put myself last.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And the guilt that I feel when I don't.
When I don't. Take a breath, everybody. So, anything else on that one?
Let's activate
some life force energy. So, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the objectivity and the strength to choose programming when it's appropriate. Take a breath. Activate it. Let it go right in through the top of your head, right in through your heart, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and blow out any negative energy that has been collected along the way. Take a breath. And to activate life force energy so I can have the clarity, awareness, and objectivity and creativity, happiness and hope, joy, laughter, and love so I can use life force energy not only for my job, but for myself, for my family, for everything that I do. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so that I can put life force energy in for me so I can feel good about myself, so I can give life force energy to my job and my boss, so I can give life force energy to my family so that everyone is happy as best they can. Take a breath.
You know, I'm going to stop and make a comment here. People often say to me, where do you get all of your energy from, Patricia? How is it that you have all of this energy? I can barely get out of bed sometimes. The answer is because I have done the ecosystem approach to life, because I have done the clearing, and because I use life force energy. I have all of this energy that is enlightening. It's wonderful.
It's natural. It's organic. Natural. It's limitless.
Yes, it is. It's truly, truly amazing.
So, you want to know what we're going to do next week?
Well, Jason, what are we going to do next week?
It is Moral Day, and we're going to pre-record this show, just so you know. But it's going to be very relevant because it's going to be on vacation and preparing yourself for vacation. If you've ever felt like you needed a vacation from your vacation, to relax from your vacation, then you need to listen to this show.
How many people said, oh, I wish I had 5 extra days to get ready for vacation, and then said I need a 2-week vacation
to recover from my
Yes, exactly. So, and not to mention, how many times have you gone on vacation and just been completely pissed off at your entire family or your spouse or even yourself? So next week's show is going to be a really, really good one. If you like your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, that should have been 1 p.m. Pacific Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio.
Very important.
And
yes,
don't forget, the bonus this week is really good. We'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address. It's Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had fun, go like us on Facebook. We are at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next Monday. Even though we're on vacation, we're going to be here next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
We're wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.